And as I mentioned, we have members of the debate, drama, and forensic team here to tell us more about that group, as well as, I believe, an upcoming event. With us are Audrey Kistler, Piper Cooper, and Luke Dossett. Good morning.
Good morning.
And who would like to start off and just explain what this group is?
So DDF, it's drama, debate, and forensics. So we have a couple different events that we do. I'm not as keen on the drama side of it as Piper and Luke are. But as far as the debate and forensics go, we have this year a very large class of really talented kids. We have them every year who basically come in and we get very political topics that we learn about and research in depth for a month. And we learn everything about it that we can and go out there and debate with other teams and just try to really inform our youth and teach them how to make decisions about things and see both sides of every situation to really make informed decisions about them.
Is this a high school level?
High school debate team, yeah.
Okay. And is this something that's national, international?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's teams all across the United States who compete. So we go to state every year, and people who compete in state can end up going to nationals and competing there. So, yeah, it's nationwide, and it's really important, really useful tool and class to have.
What are some of the topics? You mentioned political topics. What are some of the topics that you debate?
So this year we've had a couple different ones. Our first one for the year was had to do with probable cause in schools, searches of students. So we talked about the Fourth Amendment and whether or not people should be allowed to conduct searches on kids based on certain procedures. And then our second topic was PFD cuts. So it related to Alaska specifically, whether we should be cutting the PFD to support and supplement our deficit. And then right now, for this month, our national topic is whether the United States should end Plan Colombia. So we have a broad range of different topics that we go over that can have to do with the United States domestically, or they can have to do with other countries such as Colombia. And we've even had some moral ones like reparations for African Americans. So there's a broad range for sure.
Okay, and maybe each of you, well, I'll head to you, Luke, can explain, like, why you got involved with this. What interested you about this group?
Well, growing up, I used to always be in groups and activities that always required me to speak in public. My mom did debate when she was in high school, actually at K-High. So she invited me to try it and take it as kind of a challenge. I took my first year with Dan Otez as my coach at the time. It was his last year before he retired from Ketchikan High School. And I just found a lot of joy in it, speaking in public and being able to have that skill of public speaking and voicing your opinion, but still being able to educate yourself on both sides and understand other people is a skill that really helps you throughout your life, because it gives you the ability to understand other people and where they come from. So when you do have conversations with other people, you can voice your opinion in the most polite manner, that not to offend other people, but it's also to recognize their side of the argument as a valid idea.
Okay, very interesting. And Piper, do you have any thoughts?
For myself, I had always done public speaking in 4-H down south where I had lived before I moved up here. So I wanted to continue that. And then with debate here, I've also ventured out into doing drama pieces and kind of experiencing a little bit more of what public speaking can go into, and also how you present yourself. The big important part of debate for me has been how I present myself to other people and how I conduct myself in certain situations. And so that's really been helpful with the confidence and showing how you're able to speak on certain topics and really show what you know and that knowledge that you learn from it.
Okay. And Audrey, how about you?
I began, actually, my older cousin, Brittany, had been in debate, and she had been pretty successful and loved it, and she went on to work at a news station, and she's doing great. But that really got me interested in it, and I started when Luke did. We had Mr. Ortiz as a coach, and he was absolutely inspirational. Just one of those people who he got up there to talk about things, and you could feel it. You could feel the passion. He was able to really help everybody open up and learn how to become really a part of both sides. And like Luke said, it really helps, I think, with being empathetic and being understanding. And that gives you a better ability to inform people and really help other people kind of make more informed decisions about things. And we've had some great coaches, Leah Woodward and our current coach, David Mitchell. They've all been great. And I just think it's a really good experience for especially people who have a lot of nerves in terms of public speaking, because it's such a good skill to have. The class has just been a blessing for many.
And I would guess it's kind of a safe environment to practice and before you have to go out to speak in public.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It still gets competitive in there, but we're all friends and we've all gotten so close in terms of being kind of that debate family. So it's been great.
About how many people are in this group?
Oh, this year it's big, like 25, 26 kids. So we have a big group this year. Usually it's not quite so large, but we're happy to have more this year.
Okay, and I understand you have a debate coming up. Is that correct?
Yes, mm-hmm. On December 9th and 10th.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we actually, if it's okay to just kind of work, want to talk about our upcoming meet and maybe some volunteer judges. So this Christmas...
You need help, I guess.
Yes, we do need help. And this Christmas, we have one special request for the community. The DDF team is hosting our annual home meet on December 9th and 10th, and we're in need of volunteer judges. So Piper, why don't you kind of touch on that?
So we need you, any individuals in the community, to help us represent Ketchikan by being a volunteer. And so there's no qualifications necessary. You can just go online at www.kgbsd.org/DDF, and that's the website that you can go on and sign up for any time slot that is best for you. If you want to participate in judging a drama event or a debate event, those certain events are on there for you. So again, that website was www.kgbsd.org/DDF.
And like Piper said, you don't need any qualifications for it, really. In fact, we prefer to have judges that do not have knowledge in the subjects we talk about, and that it's nice because then we get to inform you and you based off of what you learned from us in judging. And so if you feel that you need some sort of qualification or anything, you don't. But we do have a class next Wednesday at 5:30 at the school in the library. Our debate coach offers to help anybody. And if you need, if you can't make that time, you can always show up earlier. Contact him. His phone number is on the KGBSD page, the school website. So if you need any contact to our coach to talk about the event or any scheduling issues, feel free to contact him there. And we really appreciate any help you guys can give us. So,
okay,
you.
And we we record all of these interviews and post them to our website, so we will attach that link to the recording of this interview as well. And what are the hours that you're looking for people? I'm guessing you don't have to be there all day. You can do a chunk of it, but what hours are these
so
happening?
So the smallest time slots we have are for the drama, and those usually range close to an hour long, the drama and speeches. Those are hour-long time slots. But usually we're asking for a two-hour commitment from people. If you're looking to judge debate, that is a two-hour requirement, because how we have our debates is we always have two debates right next to each other. Those usually last 45 minutes with a 15-minute judging time where you can judge or fill out your card, your judging papers of the debate. So those are usually two-hour slots, and that's about the time we want to ask from people. But if you can only do 1 hour, that also works.
Okay, and what are the hours, though? Is it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening?
Friday it starts at 3:30. And that goes about till 9-ish, sometimes close to 10. And then Saturday, I don't know.
We'll start early in the morning.
8 a.m.
And continues into the evening? Or?
It'll end around 6 or so, because that's usually when the final debate is. And then after that, we have command performances when they announce the winners of the events. And then also there are some performances from each event.
Okay, and so that's taking place at Ketchikan High School,
mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay. Anything else that you wanted to add?
I think any judges who really think they want to participate, we always love to have people who are willing to give feedback to all of the students that participate. It's really great to have people who are involved and want to give any sort of feedback they can, because that always helps us. I think personally for myself, it's nice to have a judge who really wants to help us grow as students, also as debaters and public speakers. So it's really great to have people who want to contribute and help us grow.
And many years ago, I helped judge drama. And as I recall, you have a form that you're given to fill out. So it's not like you're just randomly trying to figure out what to do. You have guidance as a judge. Okay. All right. Anything from anyone else? Or we're good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for being here, and I look forward to finding out more about this group. And again, if there's anyone out there interested in helping judge, you can contact through the school district webpage, the DDF page on there. And again, we'll have a link with that on our website. Thank you again to Audrey Kistler, Piper Cooper, and Luke Dossett. It's 8 minutes before 9.